Oh, there's this. Yeah, this is the story. I'll just give it to you in short. It's from Sweden. Just recently, a couple of years ago, I think, when a meteorite, a big one, 14 kilos, smashed down into a stone in the forest of, you know, somewhere west from here in the countryside of Sweden. Maybe 20, 30 kilometers from here. And 50, and many people saw it coming down there, and it was spectacular, making a lot of noise, and wow, they filmed it. But then where was it? Maybe you could find it. There in the forest, there were this crowd of people, because a man there is from an old lordish family with owned all the land around, living in a mansion there. He was interested in astronomy and all that, so he was out there also looking with his metal detector. All these fancy people, fancy machines, walking around there, looking for it. It was forest filled with people, and because the thing is that these things are very expensive. You can sell them for a lot of money. And they showed here, you know, meteorites being sold for $1.5 million, things like that. And then, so of course people were out looking for it. But then there were two guys who were just typical Swedish, how to say, enthusiasts. Those people who work, you know, and who are interested in nature and biologists and scientists, more of that kind of interested in natural science and all of that, including. And then they were specialized in meteorites and things falling down from the sky. So this was like their life, you know, they were just going around looking, and they didn't have any machinery, it seemed, just a metal rod. But they saw signs then in the forest, in the trees, and then a stone was like it was hacked by a sledgehammer. And then 70 meters away from there, they could find that rock, that meteorite. And then I haven't seen more than that in this documentary, but then of course, who did it belong to? The guy on whose land it fell on, or the guys who found it? And they didn't try and sell it to make lots of money. They gave it to the museum, just, you know, receiving just some, what do you call it, some money for that, but as a finder's, you know, for finding work or something like that. In other words, it's honest, old-time Swedes who are not greedy, because they are satisfied. They have their jobs, they have their life, they have their family, and they're happy with that. They don't need millions and millions. They think it better that it is donated to, you know, science or museums, which I think is so nice, so people can go and look at it, rather than slicing it up into little pieces that you sell on auctions around the world and make lots of money on. So yeah, this is what I have been talking about today, how, you know, to the Swedes, follow the example of such people. And you know I'm right.